This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 204. Sue joins us for Sue at 2. Sue, how much would you like to go back for, say, a week to when this song first came out?
Dave, I went to this show at the Checker Dome.
That's cool.
It's so cool.
That is so cool.
Back whatever that was. And I have a clear memory of this playing. You know how that takes you back. I get sucked into the room at Kirkwood High School at the yearbook staff. We were working late on something, and that's when we heard it. But yeah, oh yeah, the red pants he wore, the whole thing.
Yeah. You have the headband.
Oh yeah.
I have those pants still.
Yeah?
What?
Yep.
You had red leather pants?
Red parachute pants.
Oh wow. These were leather, right?
Probably. I mean, he was in Loverboy.
That's a good point. No, you know what? He probably had both, because back then you had both.
Yeah.
Back then, all of those bands, that was the, you know, the leather spandex parachute pants era.
Speaking of remembering songs, when I was in sixth grade, we had a replacement teacher who we were all in love with, and we went skating, and I'd never skated before, so all I could do was push off on the stopper until physics brought me to a halt. But I was going to ask her to skate with me on the couple skate, and so I went out there, and I started pushing off my stopper to get toward her, and then someone snatched her who could skate, so I had to just scale the wall all the way around to get back, and the song playing was Crimson and Clover.
See? You
I
remember
still
that
remember
stuff.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember crashing a lot doing that.
Skating?
Yeah. I mean, we were fine. Like, I could go real fast, but I was not really good at the turning.
I was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. Like, it was fine. There was a while there in junior high where we went somewhat regularly.
That was one of the things about growing up in South Roxana is I had a ton of fun. I loved it, but I didn't have the kids in Roxana. 2 miles away. I didn't know we had a giant pool. I didn't know we had a skating rink.
Oh, you mean like for residents?
Yes. I didn't know that there were things called arcades.
Oh.
So I didn't get to do any of those things. And so when I got into junior high and we had swimming class and people would go skating and go to the arcade, I was just completely clueless.
How can that be? I guessed it that you just didn't overlap. You had no car to get to the other side.
Like, we were so stuck in South Roxana.
Wow.
Was that a South Roxana thing, or that was a Glover household thing?
I think a little bit of both, okay. But a whole lot of Glover thing. We just, like, they just didn't think that way.
Yeah.
The way that I brought the kids up, like, it was all about Phoebe and Nick. What can I do for Phoebe and Nick? What are their friends doing? How can they fit in? How can they be popular? My mom and dad, they had us like cattle, you know? Like, it wasn't like...
Okay, like cattle?
Yeah, like, I think, I really do. I think that generation had kids because that's what you did. I've always said, to make the perfect parent, average my mom and dad out with me. And you have a great parent. I'm too soft, they're too hard.
Somewhere in the middle.
I care too much, they care too little. Like, that's just the generations.
You really ought to go roller skating now. Have you been in a... Well, I guess you were just going fast.
I mean, the last time I went was probably when my kid was in junior high.
Straight away.
Because there was like a birthday party that we all were going to.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was on the skates for maybe 3 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to blow my knee out. I'm just not doing this.
You're going to blow your knee out? That's
positive
thinking.
Dude, it's going to buckle, and I'm going to be done, and I'm not getting hurt at a roller skating rink.
Just wow, yeah, that's thinking ahead.
Wow.
I took like two or three steps, and I'm like, yeah, and I could figure this out, but then when I wipe, like when you wipe out when you're 13, you're fine. You could twist into a pretzel and fall and hit your head, and you're fine. And at the time, I was probably 40, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to end up with a big cast on my leg because I went roller skating.
I will tell you, we've gone in the last year, and in that time, since the time where, you know, you rented the skates, put them on, and they were kind of nasty, just like going bowling, you rented the shoes, you do all that. Now they let inline skate kids in there. So you're like an old person doing the whole four thing on each, and then, phew, like a little Kevin will go by.
Yeah.
And with big raisins.
Crash.
And
Kevin, do you know the story about my first day in junior high when we went swimming?
No.
Okay, let me tell it. These guys know it. So first day, we have swimming class, and I can't swim. And if your hair was like more than 3 inches long, you had to have a swimming cap. Mine was. Mom bought me a swimming cap, put it in my towel, took it, and I go to school. Swimming class, PE's first class, first day of school. So it's early September. It's 8 in the morning. It's cold. It's nasty. And I've not looked at my swimming cap. And when I open it, it is a woman's swimming cap with plastic flowers. And these little sons of bitches will not come off. I can't pull them off. They are riveted on. And so when I pulled it out of my towel, Coach Rach, the most intimidating man in the world, all the oxygen goes out of the room. All the boys are laughing. And he's like, pull the flowers off. And I can't. And he goes, turn it inside out.
Oh.
So I turned it inside out, and now I just have lumps. And I'm so tiny, I'm vanishingly small. I am so white, I'm translucent. And I'm standing in the corner of the shallow end because I can't swim. And next to me are these three girls. I still remember their names. I won't dox them, but I still remember their names. They were cute, popular girls. And I'd picked out one who I was going to marry. And she looks at me and says to her friends, it's so sweet that they let him swim with us. She thought there was something really wrong with me, given my size, invisibility, and lumps in my head. That's how my junior high career started. And the shirt I picked out to wear on purpose was a replica James Tiberius Kirk Star Trek uniform shirt.
Nice.
Not nice.
Oh, no. So is this when you do guys start
and
junior high?
My trapper keeper had a picture of a man's butt on it.
All right. That's probably weird.
How did you acquire that?
Picked it out.
Okay.
I thought it looked like the cover of Sticky Fingers from Rolling Stones, which is also not great.
Right, right.
When you're a 13-year-old boy.
Right. So this was seventh grade?
Yes.
Okay, so sometimes junior high can be sixth grade.
Yeah, no, it's seventh grade.
That is brutal.
Brutal.
See, in our little world, like a lot of my friends did that, the ones that went to public schools, because you do elementary school, then you do middle school, whether it's sixth to eighth or seventh and eighth, and then you do high school. But in our little Catholic school, kindergarten through eighth grade is all in the same building.
Oh.
So there's no transition in junior high. There's no like, oh, well, damn, this is going to be weird. It's like now you're just the kings. Oh. Once you get to be in that one hallway where the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders are, you're the big ones. You're the big
we
man on campus.
We went from a little elementary school in South Roxana, taking the bus to Roxana School, which was the junior high and the high school were joined. So you had grown men going to school with you, basically, and pools and all that. And it was culture shock.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was.
I can't believe you had swimming as a class. We never had any of that.
No, we didn't have we had nothing at our little grade school. Nothing. We had the community center at the church that was attached to our school. Like, we didn't have a gym. No, we didn't have a gym. Didn't do anything. We had a parking lot. We had like a back field where there
parking
was like
lot,
a baseball
huh?
field. Yeah. That's where we played football, the parking lot, and
jeez.
Kickball. A lot of kickball in the parking lot. And then high school, this like really highly competitive athletic high school, we didn't have a pool. We didn't have a real baseball field. We didn't have a real football field.
And now you have a
and now it's a now
Blue
it's a
Angels
now it's a college.
Airplane.
You have a Blue Angels jet in the lobby.
Good grief!
Yeah. Well, when I was there, it was a retired public junior high building. Was our high school. Now it is basically a college campus. It's in a new place, and it's people donated.
Rach, what was your progression?
Millions of dollars,
like from sixth to seventh or whatever it was.
So went to a small Christian school. Everybody's in the same building, but they kept us pretty separate. So in seventh grade, you enter into secondary school. So then you got a locker and started going to different classes and stuff, and mixed with like the upperclassmen.
Same with high school.
What's that?
Same with high school.
Yeah.
Like all the same.
Yeah. So that was like pretty. I mean, I remember like at the end of sixth grade realizing I was going into seventh grade and suddenly started caring about like my clothes and because like I just never cared. And then whenever I kind of realized like, oh, I'm going to be with that crowd of people. And, you know, you're like hitting puberty at that time, too. Everything just kind of like a switch flips. And then
this is my life now. True.
I want cute clothes from JCPenney now.
that's so funny.
Yep.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's one thing we avoided, man, because everything is uniforms.
The first sign of my puberty, and all boys know this, you start stinking. Like you just start sweating.
Oh, that's funny.
Then again, I wore a lot of velour.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
Doesn't breathe.
It's a smelly time.
Doesn't breathe.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, that's a smelly time.
It is. It is such an awkward time.
Yeah, try coaching 30, 14-year-olds.
No, no thank you.
You show up for practice some days like, okay, you guys just go run.
Away from me.
In fifth grade, so we had a male teacher. The sixth graders had a female teacher. And what they did was they had all the fifth and sixth grade girls go in one room. All the fifth and sixth grade guys go in another room and we like swap teachers. And our female teacher was like, guys or girls, like as a group, we don't smell great. We need to start wearing deodorant.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was very helpful. Everybody's like, okay, it's that time. We need to start like.
Wheels, you'll love this
doing
one.
That.
So
get it together, people.
What the story I'm about to tell you is a cute little sixth grade story, but it's a little bit adult. Warning. So one day in sixth grade, we are playing kickball. And someone kicked the ball through the girls' bathroom window. And so we make a beeline. And we're looking in there, and we see this machine. It's a Kotex machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're just befuddled what this could be. And one of my friends had an older sister. And he says, that's for when girls bleed. I started, what do you call it? When you get signatures.
A petition.
A petition. To get a Kotex machine in the boys' bathroom because we bleed way more than girls.
Oh, my.
Mr. Bossy, my PE coach, God rest his soul, pulled me aside, put his arm around my shoulder, and said, Glover, I'm going to do you the biggest favor of your young life. And he told me about the birds and the bees. That's how I learned.
Are you kidding
Swear
me?
To God. I learned about that. I learned about sex. I learned the whole thing. God, I love that man.
I was going to say, do you love him?
I mean,
because that was really nice.
Yes. He did me a solid.
Okay, he could have let you wear
that one. He could have let me wear that one.
Oh, man.
Isn't it wonderful to have, I mean, that's a funny story, but isn't it wonderful to have angels like that peppered throughout your life?
Yes. Yes, it is.
When you need it, when you're 12 with a petition for a Kotex machine.
With the boys.
With the boys. I got a bunch of signatures, too.
The boys were all like, oh, good.
And you had older siblings and parents who could have told you.
Could
all
have.
Of this.
There's the operative term.
Yeah.
We were on a need to know basis in that house.
Dave does not need to know.
I did not need to know that.
You were cattle.
Just cattle.
Yep.
You're not telling your cattle about the birds and the bees.
No, you're not.
2:21, happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day. Sue is with us. George Mayhew will be here at the bottom of the hour, Razor's Edge.
All right, since it is Valentine's Day, I wanted to do a Valentine for each of you.
Ooh.
But I wasn't feeling very creative, so I turned to ChatGPT.
Oh, right. AI Valentine's.
And here's the prompt.
I'm going to use this tonight.
We'll start with Dave. I said, write a friendly Valentine's poem for KMOX's Dave Glover.
Oh, I love this. I love it.
A Valentine for Dave Glover. On this sweet day of love and cheer, we send our thanks to Dave, so dear. With wit and humor, sharp and bright, you make the airwaves pure delight. Your voice, a beacon, smooth and clear, bringing laughter, joy, and cheer. Through every story, laugh, and song, you make us feel like we belong, Dave. So here's to you on Valentine's Day for making life just a bit more gay. We thank you, Dave, for all you do.
I think we got that covered.
Wishing all the best to you.
Why did I laugh like a 12-year-old?
Right up until that, I was going to get that tattooed.
Chad TPD writes now poetry like a 12-year-old.
Oh, that was kind of sweet.
Till the
gay parts. It was sweet.
That was all great.
And I said, write a friendly sports-themed Valentine.
All right.
For KMOX's Kevin Wheeler. A sports Valentine for Kevin Wheeler. You call the plays, you set the pace. With every game, you leave your trace.
I don't know why I think that's funny.
I don't either. From the first pitch to the final score, you make each moment we adore. Like a great teammate, you lead the way, making sports more fun every day. That's true, Wheels, you do.
Could have rhymed gay there.
So here's to you on Valentine's Day for bringing the love to the games we play. You're the MVP in our hearts. It's true. Thanks for all the fun, Kevin. We're cheering for you.
Woo!
Very nice.
Chat GPT.
Very nice.
AI likes me.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to do a traffic-themed poem for KFTK's Sue Thomas.
Oh, my gosh.
On this day of love, we wanted to say, Sue, you guide us through the busiest day. From jams to lights, you're always there, helping us navigate with care. You clear the way both night and morn. With every report, we're never worn.
Should have been porn.
Nope, it shouldn't.
Your detours and delays, you lead us through, making every commute feel brand new. So here's a Valentine full of thanks for guiding us past traffic ranks. Sue, you're our favorite. No doubt or fuss. You're the green light that we all trust.
Well, isn't that nice? Thanks, ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, so those are my Valentines.
I like it.
That's funny.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was Instagram has something coming that I kind of hope doesn't happen. They may soon let you dislike comments on their platform. Now, they say that this is supposed to be discreet. If you dislike a comment, you stay anonymous. It kind of works as like a downvote, like on Reddit or something. Mm. The intent is to make Instagram feel more friendly. So if there's a negative comment and you're like, oh, I don't agree with that, I'm going to downvote it. I'm going to dislike it. It pushes that comment farther down the stack.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, that might be a good thing. But here's the reason I don't want it to happen. I like that Instagram is just like, hey, you post your photo, you leave your comment,
yes,
you like the picture, that's it. Like, keep it simple. The more we add in, like, more stuff to the algorithm, the more diluted it becomes. And it's just like, guys, do we have to be, like, ranking everything all the time? Do we have to be putting things in a 1 through 5 order at all times? Can't we just have it nice and simple?
I know. I'm with you.
Thanks,
do you guys
Sue.
Like this?
I don't really. I mean, if they can make it more friendly, that's great. But I don't think of Instagram as a negative place.
I don't either. So are there people that are posting things that people are writing negative comments about? I don't really ever see that. I just see like someone's puppy. And
right.
Here's the flowers in my garden and how to make bread.
I think sometimes celebrities or like, you know, like reality television stars will post things and then people will say mean things in the comments. But I think for the average person, it's a pretty bright and cheery place. Other than, you know, like comparing yourself with other people and feeling bad because of that. You know, that's part of the formula for sure. But I don't know. I say just leave it alone. That's my opinion.
Agreed.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel because I've never seen it.
You've never seen
Ever?
Instagram?
No.
Not that weird? Very much.
No. Maybe a little weird. You still TikToking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like smoking.
I told Dave
I know
earlier,
it's bad for me, but I can't stop.
I hate that TikTok is such a stressful experience for Dave.
Well, here's my new stressful thing. Now that I understand how an algorithm works, every video that comes up, I'm terrified to watch it for more than 5 seconds.
Because you'll get more.
Because I'll start getting more.
Yeah.
So it's this constant battle of I'm interested, but not that interested. Because if you do watch it, even one video too long, they just start feeding it to you.
Wow.
You can offset that if you just throw in a couple of search things.
Oh, yeah?
Like if you just search, I don't know.
Planet of the Apes.
Baseball highlights, Planet of the Apes, Star Wars, whatever. That'll start mixing in.
That's what I told him, too. I was like, you need to follow a couple things to give the algorithm something to chew on.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the point of it isn't to be terrified.
I mean, I know it's making you work to do it, right? You got it's adding effort to the user side, but
time to unwind and relax with follow. Some TikTok. Oh, my heart is racing.
That's right.
Pretty much.
I don't think I follow anybody on TikTok, but I definitely know that when I don't like it, I just search
something else.
Pranks or ghosts or dog videos
ghost
or whatever.
Pranks.
Yeah. Ghost pranks with dogs? Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a great one that's making the rounds now. These owners are pretending to fall dead around their dogs. And
that's
the dog.
I've seen this.
No, it's funny. The dog reactions are amazing. One of them just leaps off the couch and lands on the guy. Another one just, starts humping the lady.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that. I don't think that's funny.
No.
Every time that happens, I'm just like, I wish this wasn't a thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. We have Sue Thomason. We have George Mahey. So you're a loner tonight.
Yep. Wife's in the Bahamas.
There you go.
With her girlfriends.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Good for her.
They're having a great time.
That's awesome.
They were sitting on the beach and they're talking to somebody and they said, gosh, this is so cool. All our girlfriends are here. We've known each other for 50 years. Some of them are turning 65. And this one guy just very silently sent two bottles of champagne over to them. And somebody else, I guess they give you a bottle of champagne. And somebody else goes, you can have the champagne in my room. You can. Anyway, at about 2 in the afternoon, they'd consumed 5 bottles of champagne.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're having a good time.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, yeah.
They need a chaperone next time.
I know. And it's 82, and, you know, we've been trading, you know, snapshots of our what's on our phone, you know, the weather on the phone.
Yeah. Send her one from in here and make her real jealous. I'm on the Dave Glover Show.
Yeah. It's balmy in here today.
It is.
It's warm in the studio.
I have to take my shirt off. It's about to get hot in here.
It's toasty. So did I get a Valentine's Day poem?
Give me okay, 30 good, seconds, George.
And that's what it takes, Chat. If it takes ChatGPT that long, that's what's so scary is it's you can snap your fingers and the whatever you ask shows up.
So I was telling George, I talked about this on the show the other day. I messed with ChatGPT for my first time. And I asked it personal life questions.
Oh, that's
And I told it private things about my life. And it gave me better advice than any therapist I've ever had. I've done 20 years of therapy. It gave me insightful, concise, real advice. And then I would answer and say, but what about this? And it would say something like, I'm glad to know that you see that aspect of it. That shows you have great wisdom. Here's what I think. And they would give me an equally good answer.
And it's like,
awesome.
It gives you these long narratives, and you go, no, can you put that in bullet points for me? And then, boom, it comes right back perfectly bulletized. It's just...
All I did was have it write a promo.
As you were saying that, I just decided to ask it a question. And I said, when is the world going to end?
Oh, great. Oh,
that's what you think.
Yeah, listen to this answer. This is what it gave me. It says, no one knows for sure, exclamation point. If you're asking scientifically, the Earth will likely remain habitable for billions of years until the sun expands into a red giant. But if you're thinking about something more immediate, climate change, asteroids, or AI taking over.
Wow.
Whoops.
Those are all possibilities humans have some control over. And then it says, what's got you thinking about the end of the world?
Boy, this is you have a different ChatGPT than I do.
You, ChatGPT. I'm going to answer. I'm going to say it's you.
Do it.
This says, well, if I'm the reason the world's ending, that's a plot twist that I didn't see coming.
That's exactly what I'd say if I was going to end the world.
That's exactly right.
Dang.
I do have George's poem writing.
Okay.
If you guys want to hear it. Of Restaurant Valentine for George Mahey. Mm. To George Mahey, who knows the best from cozy spots to fine dining zest, you guide us through St. Louis's tasty scene. With every review, your words are keen. From savory bites to sweet delights, you find the gems that light our nights. Every dish, a story told of flavors rich, both new and old. So here's a Valentine with thanks so true for bringing all the best to view. George, you've got the perfect taste, making every meal a joy to chase.
Aww. I thought it was going to end with you, and you're a big waste. But no, it was nice all the way to the end.
I'm the only one that got gay.
I know.
Seems targeted.
Tell ya.
I did put that in the requirements for the poem.
Is that what you did? Thanks. I see why. So what are we talking?
Well, it was a really busy week with not good things and bad things, but so there were some controversial things that... I guess some people will view them as controversial. The biggest story that I think we wrote this week was, I don't know if you guys have kept up with everything going on at the Jefferson Arms, which is right up the street from you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge building, and it's going to be a...
Georgie, is it the one just down Tucker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it takes up a square block.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this massive building. So it's being renovated, and there's going to be... A Marriott with 200 plus rooms. There's going to be 200 plus residences there and 5 different food concepts within this complex, plus this really cool barber shop, plus this really cool tailor shop. It feels very, very New York, very big city, all this stuff on the ground floor. And
that's cool.
I mean, we spell them all out. And all, that's funny. I went from knowing nothing about this to knowing everything about this. And I go, this is really going to be, this is a potential game changer. This is the kind of, you know, big impact stuff that, that you need to make a difference. And it's opening summer of 25. So it's not like it's like four years away. Yeah, it's coming right up. But I got a couple letters from people going, no way in hell would I go down to some place like that. And I'm going, what is the, again, this, I just think it's this
perception.
This perception of and, you know, crime. You can read all the things you want and you know, crime numbers are down and, you know, St. Louis is this, that, and the other. And it's things are definitely on the upswing. It's all signs point in that direction. But perception takes such a long time to catch up with reality. I don't know how long it's going to take for this to turn around, but I just hope that things like this are successful. And this one guy, I said, you know what? I said, what's your main objection? He said, driving and you know, putting my car somewhere. I said, well, take an Uber. Just take an Uber. And I know there's trouble with, you know, things getting broken into. Take an Uber. And you know, I didn't hear back from him after that. But I've been a big proponent for, there's certain things in downtown and midtown that shouldn't be missed, like this place called Idle Wolf, where Rachel, mm-hmm. I saw you there that one night. And everybody that's gone there kind of like, wait, boy, you were so right. I don't know what I was thinking. This is like the coolest thing ever. Thank you for telling me about it. But boy, it's hard to get them, some people, over the hump.
Yeah. Are there many successful restaurants left downtown?
No, not what I'd call, you know, like Pappy's successful, but that's one of them. But again, but these places have the potential to really just kick it. And I was just really happy to be able to provide that information. And I just hope, again, I've got my fingers crossed, and it looks like the coolest thing ever. So
we got new lunch spots.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. That's one block from us.
Yeah. I got a tailor shop I can frequent.
Yeah. I know you've been missing that.
I mean,
I'm excited about the coffee shop with the vinyls.
Yes.
It's going to be in Jefferson Arms. I'm super excited for that.
Wait,
we need
that?
A coffee shop down here.
Yeah, there's a coffee shop in the daytime that transitions to a craft beer and wine bar at night. In the meantime, they're spinning vinyl all day long.
I like that part.
Any corner coffee shop or something, that's one of the five places. There's this extremely cool speakeasy that's about as luxurious looking as you can imagine a bar to be. And, you know, there's a Balkan bakery and
I love the Balkan bakery.
A fusion bar, Taco Turco bar, Mexican Turkish.
Look at
fusion.
Kevin's face. He's happy.
All kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. Did you guys been to the Asian Arch yet, which just opened right up the street?
Rach and I were the first.
These two right here, they are the most frequent customers.
Yeah, we went both days. We were the first ones to walk in.
Ask Kevin about the raisins.
It's so good. This pineapple stir fry, it's got raisins in it.
Mm.
Sounds big raisins.
Yeah, fried, sorry, pineapple fried rice.
Oh, I love that
yeah.
stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
So you've got that, and there's another place that's opening up called The Place on Washington. That's getting ready to open. I can't keep track of these, and it's my job to keep track of them. Moniker. All of a sudden, it's just on fire.
I have a theory. Go ahead, though.
I honestly don't know, but I'm just glad to see it. You know, so much. Yeah, and so how about the closures? You know, there haven't been that many. That I was sorry to see the Havana's Cuisine move to the Central West End. She didn't move far, but she moved out. And there's, you know, Blondie's just closed. But man, for the couple closures we have, there's just a whole bunch more opening up. There's a big food hall planned for where that crazy rain.
Yeah.
REIGN. Oh, remember that place that had all the liquor license issues and all the.
Yeah.
That was just a big headache for a while. So that's going to be some sort of food hall that Oliver Properties, which kind of owns half that block, is putting together. So I'm telling you, there's got to be something that kind of takes us over the hump here. And I think, you know, the we have an election this year. I think that's a good thing.
I think that's what it is. Because I'm a city resident. And I think the fact that we have a possibility of a new mayor who may embrace helping crime be put down is very encouraging.
Well, and everybody's ready for it. So,
yes.
Yep, I get it. So why do you think?
That was my theory.
Okay.
Yeah, the election. I think there's hope because a lot of us have dealt with a lot of that for a long time.
Well, the stuff has to precede the people.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, nobody's coming if there isn't stuff.
Stuff
so
first.
The things have to be there first before anybody's going to start coming downtown.
So simple, but so true.
Yeah. And it all feeds, and then the more stuff, then more people, and more stuff, more people. But it's...
And also, more people will mean better safety, better security.
100%. Yeah. I walk from here to the game and back after dark all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't sweat it because there are people everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
George, how is Burger 809 doing down at City Garden? Have you talked to them recently?
Every time I talk to them, they're so busy they don't have time to talk to me.
That's awesome.
That's
really good.
That's the report all by itself.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's all you need to hear, you know. And there's some places that just have the right, you know, the right place at the right time. You know, nothing wrong with a burger. Walk around that Sculpture Park with a burger in your hand. That works.
Is that glass building inside that park? Yeah. That place is awesome.
It's used a beautiful
to be Caldi's.
Yeah. And it was...
Something before that. That's when
it was Joe's. It was a chili bowl. It was a Pasta House Company chili restaurant for a minute.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. So anyway, but there's just so many cool things going on back out in the county. This is one of my favorite stories of the day. I think we talked about this a little bit. John and Helena Valentine, Trudy Bush Valentine's son and daughter-in-law. Everybody knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the brewing family, as we know, and he's an accomplished. He's gone to school. He's gone, to brewing school in Germany. She's done the same thing. She's from a family of hop farmers. She just got her MBA from WashU. These are two young, sharp kids. Their name is Valentine, and they thought it would really be a good idea to open their new brewery called Great Heart Brewing on Valentine's Day.
Hey, there you go.
So it's triple Valentine's for them. They're opening tonight, and I was there for a minute for a little soft opening the other night. The food is excellent because it comes from Jim Fiala, who owns the Crossing and Echero. So they didn't mess around getting, and he was there putting out the food. The food's awesome. The beer's awesome. The whole thing is really cool.
Where's that?
This is out in Olivet, on Olive Street Road, on Olive Boulevard, whatever it is, and it's really, really pretty. And you're hearing all these, you know, a lot of chatter about, you know, Urban Chestnut having a new owner and this place is closing and that place is closing. Meanwhile, these guys are putting big dough into a new brew pub and they're brewing German style kind of lagers and pilsners, kind of the beers that a lot of people drink. A lot of people don't like IPAs and a lot of these, you know, they're too hoppy, they're too bitter. It's just like, can you just give me something that kind of tastes like a Budweiser?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what these guys are doing. I think that's really smart because that's a lot of craft brewers don't see it that way. And what I didn't realize is that these IPAs and hoppier beers, they're a lot easier to make. You can cover up mistakes, and it's harder to make a light lager beer than it is anything else. You'd think it'd be just the opposite. So that's why a lot of people don't do it too. But these guys have been schooled, they've been trained, and anyway, that's going to be so cool.
I think that's smart. I won't dox them. I'm too nice. This guy was a D to me, and I should dox him, but I won't. But it's a cool guy. Coffee bar downtown-ish, and I went in there years ago when it was kind of first opening to meet someone for coffee, and I got there first. I ordered coffee, and I said, could I get cream and sweetener? And he goes, yeah, it's called Starbucks.
That's rude.
That is
so rude.
Did you turn around and flip him your digit and say, like, yeah, I'll see you there, pal?
Yeah, what an a-hole.
Are they still there?
I don't know. I'll tell you who it is off the air.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's... And that was one of the things I was kind of ranting about today, you know, places that don't, you know, they have no presence on the, what did I call it? No social media presence. You can't call them on the phone. They don't answer their phone. I was trying to place an order.
Okay.
Well, no online order system, strike one. Okay, well, I'll call on the phone. Well, they don't answer the phone. And then there's no way. It's like,
you guys
in business or not?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of stuff. The only thing that drives me crazier is when, if this has ever happened to you guys, you call on the phone, ring, 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 hang up. I'll try again. Ring, 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 ring. And they, you know, nothing. And the third time, they pick it up and hang it up.
Oh. Wow.
Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Oh, at that point, you're beyond, you want to go, like, strangle somebody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Specific memory today. I don't know why. I would take three things for lunch in my sack lunch in elementary school. Tuna fish, big winner. Braunschweiger,
oh,
even
dang.
Worse. And then BLTs on white bread. The bacon was always a little undercooked and cold and stretchy in wax paper. But I loved it. I can taste it right now.
Did you throw a slice of cheese on that?
No. It was just Miracle Whip, white bread, and bacon, and like Pringles. What did you guys take?
A lot of PB&Js. That would probably be the most common one because we always had it. Like, and I would say from the time like fourth grade on, I was packing my own lunch.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Once my mom started working, which was fourth grade, then we just made our own lunches. So mostly PB&Js at that point. But I like if we had turkey, I'd make a turkey sandwich or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes, my favorite was my mom would make chicken fingers. Like she made them, homemade. If there were those were leftovers, I got to throw those into the bag.
Oh,
man, that was a good day.
Mm.
You showed up for lunch excited that day.
That's fun.
This is awesome.
I had peanut butter and honey.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Never had that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Dave, it's game changer.
So good.
Yes.
Peanut butter and honey, and then I would try to get a... Remember, do schools still give you chocolate milk if you ask for it? Because that was such a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Deal.
We did, though.
So I would have that. It's just a sugar fest, pretty much is what I was eating at lunch.
And when Capri Suns came out, that was so good.
Yum. Boy, you are just the right amount of younger than me to have had a different childhood.
Because you wouldn't have had the juice boxes.
Nope.
You would have had only what was at school, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we had. I remember when I was really little, I had a lunchbox with a thermos, and we put milk or something in there.
Yeah, you put something in there.
Yeah, maybe Kool-Aid, some Hawaiian.
Milk is for cookies and donuts, and that's it.
I didn't mind it. I liked it with lunch, but especially chocolate milk.
Yeah, that was the way to go.
But when it sold out, it's fine because milk's good with a PB&J.
Yes,
like it's a really great combo.
What do you have, Rachel?
I had a lot of hot dogs for lunch.
That you brought or that they had?
Wait, what?
That we brought because they had microwaves.
Oh,
so
one of those youngs.
Oh, good.
But I would always microwave it too long and the hot dog would split.
Explode.
I like that. Hot dog's not done till it's split.
I did like a school lunch, though. We had them, but they weren't very fancy and we didn't always have them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would be like 3 days a week or whatever.
So good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, no, it was a schedule.
All right.
Yeah, it was a schedule.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Happy Valentine's Day, Sue. Tell you guys about my good friend, Susan L. Ward. I absolutely love Susan. She's not only my client, not only my friend, but I have known her since, let's figure this out, probably 1995. We go way, way back. Back when I was pretending to be an attorney and pretending to be a divorce attorney in St. Louis County, and Susan was always there, and she had a reputation for just being tough, but she took a shine to me and kind of took me under her wing. I'll always be thankful to her for that. She's such a seasoned veteran now. If you need someone to protect you, no one can be more fierce in defense than Susan. But that's not her only tool in the toolkit. If you need someone to get you a deal, to protect your children, to not cause waves, she can do that as well. If you are in analysis paralysis trying to decide whether you are headed to divorce or not, and you need to talk to someone who will give you specific answers, that's Susan. Mention me and she'll do it for free. 314-783-9400 or stlfamilylaw.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.